Blog Talk Radio.
Petition for a conspiracy for election interference, a conspiracy to commit murder, snitchjacking, human rights violations, an attempt to overthrow the government of the provisional government of the Republic of North Africa by issuing announcing martial law in the city of Philadelphia, caught up with motion with the Constitution, violating the Neapolitan Creed, violent and terroristic threats, political suppression, character assassination, snitch jacking, terroristic abuse, a conspiracy to commit murder, sabotage and espionage by threatening and by saying you're disbanding the Legionnaires. You don't have that power. Not only did you not have the power, you showed your hand. So we, the petition and stop my eyes, sitting president, should be impeached. So we're breaking up not only issues by tribunal via People's Convention. We're calling for a People's Convention. The PCC has the option. It's been submitted to the PCC. And let me be clear, this petition is not being filed by the United States government. As we relied on in the past, in 2014 election, we filed our complaint to the PCC and to the PRLC. None of our complaints were ever filed to any governmental forces outside of the PGRNA, just like we're doing now with these most current charges. We call it for a people's tribunal to address these issues. Not only are these crimes against humanity, these are crimes against the New African Nation, although our names are called. These were crimes against the New African citizens in general. We reject any tyranny, and we reject any threat, and we consider those threats to be very serious and not taking life. We have comrades on the line who've been their whole lives in
Mr. Christian. Do you have a specific question?
Again, it was the term was questions or concerns. So I stated my concerns. Those are the concerns. It's questions and or concerns. I stated my concerns.
Okay. Do you have a question?
And the question, I do have a question. Will you or do you still believe, or do you still stand by your own executive order that the Republic of New Africa is under martial law, and do you and call for the suspension of elections and the suspension of the code of emoji, and for myself and any so-called people that are threat or enemies to be executed and excommunicated? Do you still stand by your executive order that was issued by your Minister of Defense and yourself on Thursday? Side my eye.
Okay, so within our executive order, we had some things that we needed to get in order within the provisional government of the Republic of New Africa. We are at war right now, period. And there's certain things that must take place now, okay? So this particular executive order was put out in order to bring things to order, because you know yourself and brother Jami Lukman have been terrorized constantly. And you know this. You're behaving yourself on this phone call, and I do appreciate that. But you know it's been mayhem. And we have proof of that. So when this particular government is under attack like that, we have to shut that off, all right? Because it's a major distraction. It becomes a major distraction. We got too much work to do. You and your people know how vital.
Yes, right. Do you stand by, yes or no?
Know how vital it is to put on the work, okay? Now, because the rest of the PGRNA did not agree with that. And when we're talking about suspending the Constitution, if you were listening properly, we said the PRLC and the PCC will remain intact for...
Do you stand by your orders? I ask you a specific question.
Excuse me. Please stop the interruption. Let me answer the question.
For transparency would remain intact. We decided we wanted to cancel, I thought the election was ridiculous based upon the lack of committed participation within the provisional government of the Republic of New Africa, right? When we have 38 districts, 50 million New African citizens. Let's zero in and focus on getting these 50 million to participate so we can have a real national election, and that's the only point. Now, as you heard, that was not agreed upon, and we still have elections. None of this is put through. So it's all null and void at this moment. Whether I still agree with it or not is still null and void. I yield back.
Do you agree with it, ma'am?
Up next, we have Dr. Ali Muhammad. You have the floor.
Hello.
I'm not going to answer the question.
She don't have to answer the way you want her to answer it.
Go ahead, Dr. Bobby Muhammad. You have the floor. Bobby Muhammad, are you still present?
He says his phone needs to be unmuted.
Okay. Brother Akin, you can unmute Dr. Ali Muhammad.
Unmuted.
Go ahead.
It says unmute. Okay, yeah, my question is, I know it's supposed to be an order, so I'm going to do the question first. I want to reiterate that question. Do you agree or do you currently disagree with that order that was read on Thursday?
You said what?
So my question was, do you currently disagree or agree, Madam President, with the executive order that was on Thursday?
I'm sorry.
Who has the mic open?
Yes, please hold so I can hear the question.
Yeah, I'll speak again. I said my question was, it was in reference to the question that was asked before me, and that question is, do you agree or disagree currently with that executive order, Madam President, that was issued on Thursday?
I disagree with some portions of it.
Okay.
But it's not on the board.
Yeah. Okay. But I want to express, I was very displeased, disheartened by that call and just the head discussion I heard. And I'm also equally as disheartened that the MOD is not on as well, you know, because some people said a lot of different things. And at least, regardless of who says what, everybody should have an opportunity to say what they say. And when you don't, when you aren't present, you put yourself in a position. But I exactly heard everything that was said, point one through seven. In number seven, those exact words were stated. It was like agent provocateurs, just summarizing that the agent provocateurs were to be executed on site because a 10-year investigation was done, is what was stated. And what triggered me was the fact that I'm not going to say the person's name because I don't like to say it. But if somebody is in the campaign who's going after everybody's entire movement, and their name was mentioned, the same person who had given out public information to the enemies of the himself publicly, as a society.
Thank you.
But again, as I was stating that, a certain name was mentioned. I'm not going to mention it here because even though I have my own integrity, and I'm just going to say an apparent opposite of a power, an apparent agent who took everybody on social media platform, put my son's life in danger. Was cited as a source. And
I
that's
can't
what's written.
Background noise. Somebody's background is open. Please close your background.
I believe that person who's doing that is intentionally doing that because that's like the blowing the phone thing. And who's ever doing that, please stop and be a little bit more mature. As I was saying, is the fact that I'm not going to blatantly say, I'm going to say apparently a person who's an apparent agent of a foreign power's name was cited, who's put public information about everybody in the movement to enemies of New African people, including myself, and put my son's life in danger. Name was mentioned as a so-called source. That was a trigger for me when I heard that. I'm like, are they serious? The whole time my son was fighting for his life, and I don't mean it wasn't one day. It was months. This person antagonized me and everybody. He was just craziness and was told, hey, say what you want to say, but don't say this, don't say this. Even said disparaging things about my son, who's a 3-year-old baby. So that person was cited as a source. Now, that person's platform is gossip. So that's against the creed. All he does is gossip. And then I've seen people on here, and I'm not going to mention your name, but the name starts with an M, so you know who you are, actually on social media with this person's other fake pages, like kind of liking it and sharing it. If we all are going to be mature, we can't do this to each other. And my heart goes out to you and your family for the loss of life that you all have the other day. As a person who has lost their son, and I just father,
possible, I know people who are close to you. So my heart goes to myself. But as far as by myself being a citizen of the PGRNA for going on 20 years now, I was sworn in as a legionnaire, a then General Rashid, who actually brought me in almost 20 years ago, right? My point is that I was very disheartened by what I heard. And what I heard was that the gist of it, I could be corrected if I'm wrong, had to do with emails. If emails is terrorizing people and emails are creating disruption, then we all need to get a little bit better if emails are going. If it's just emails. Now, I don't know if it's, that's all I heard. I didn't hear anything that was other than emails. If it's only emails, if it's more than emails, then, you know, that's to be said. But it was just emails. But and the end of what I'm saying is this. There was a people's petition that was put forward, and in that petition it talked about disqualification of holding offices and impeachment for crimes against the new African people. So that's what was mentioned, and that was from a collective consensus. I do believe that everybody has a right to face the accused and has a right to the process. But there's a process for everything. There was statements that were made, and a part of that in these charges were election interference, crimes against humanity, human rights violations, violation of the code, the new African creed, violent terrorist threats, political suppression, character assassination, snitch-jacking and bad-jacking, and collaborating with apparent enemies of the new African nation, terrorist abuse and attempted terror abuse, contributing to commit murder, and agent provocateur activity. Those are just charges. The point is that if that executive order came out the way that it did, there should have been charges, and people should have been able to face what was being stated versus it just becoming this is the judge, jury, and execution. I respect the fact that people can feel threatened and terrorized. I respect that fact. However, if that is true and legitimate, then everything has a process. And the process is never declaring martial law or suspending the people's constitution, because it does say in the Code of Apologies that the new African people, summarizing, is the law. The new African people are that. The new African people says the first and foremost and final source of all new African law and power is the new African people. So the people are first. Respect and love to everybody. And Black Power.
Okay, thank you so very much.
Black Power.
Up next, we have Baba Sheikh.
As-salamu alaykum and Black Power. Sheikh Al-Imam Akbar. I'm seated in Washington, D.C. Tonight I have ordered my network to identify and then nullify and completely eliminate any threat to any Black revolutionary, and I'm doing a radio show therefore on it, but again, to eliminate any threat directly to the new Black Panther Party for self-defense, any of its officials, any of its network people, any of its associates, and any of its supporters. And we are able-bodied and able-minded. We say Black Power, but we Black that goddamn call with a strong Black military and strong, skilled investigators and people on the ground. I land my plane saying Black Power, a strong Black military, the Black that goddamn call.
Okay. Thank you so much, Baba Sheikh. All right. Up next, we have Brother Black Lion.
90 seconds. Black Power. Black Power. Sorry about that. I couldn't get on in time. It was pretty loud with the background noise and the traffic and this and that. And Sister Crystal was making a good point. I'd like to yield my time to her. Sister Crystal.
No, go ahead, Bob. Go ahead. Go ahead, Black Lightning. I'll come back. Go ahead. Speak your mind.
We're here to take care of each other and take care of the our people, you know, our Black people. We are that military for them, and we need to have unity. And no immaturity, you know, and keep it a buck, you know, because this is the only thing that the people have to stand behind. We are the, what the people have to stand behind. So my question is, how do we build this unity? How do we build this unity and the strength? And even to put our pride to the side, you know, for the greater good of the cause, you know, as in our five duties of a Panther, you know what I mean? So I'm just saying we organization is stronger with that unity, that love, and that respect. And I would say the respect part, because, like I say, the stronger point that was being put across was being muted out by back, or as we say, background noise. And we can't be doing that, you know. So we're going to continue talking about this later on, right after on Black Power Radio. If y'all can call in, that's at 515-605-9889. That'll be right after this, so we can perhaps continue the struggle for our people, you know, in the strongest form possible. That's why I say I am a black revolutionary, and I'll yield right there. Black power and free the land.
Okay, All right, Baba Ushali, you have the floor.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. My question is specifically to the citizens in the Ida B. Wells District. In the past few months, I have sent you all some email documents that I had hoped that you would help me start to finish, because the call had been made for some propaganda, as Mama Ayo likes to put it, other than what we had been using so far. So I'm hoping that the citizens in the Ida B. Wells District will respond to me either with some input or just to tell me they're not interested. As I close, I want to shout out to Mbaba Hakeem, who I met while he was here in New Orleans, brother. It's good to hear your voice. Good to hear that you're still kicking. I'm still kicking, too. I yield.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Baba Ushali, what dates did you send that out at?
Well, I don't have the dates off the top of my head, but I can resend the information later tonight.
Okay. Thank you so very much.
Okay,
up next we have Sherry Settle.
Yes, Freeland, thank you. I just spoke up like that in hopes that all the main points would be covered before you got to me, but I still have some points on my mind and in my heart. Now, I asked during my intro why the PCC chair is not on this call, why the NEC chair is not on this call, and I would add the MOD, as you referred to him, is not on this call. What disturbed me most, I got off early, as I always do, but thanks to Sister Crystal Muhammad, I found out the next morning that entire three-hour ordeal had been broadcast live, and so I was able to hear everything that was ended up saying. And to my great disappointment, in the last 3 minutes or so, the PCC chair pretty much wiped the slate of that horrendous 3 hours that we were all a part of, only to rule that we would proceed with the election. Your executive order was out of order. And only to proceed to answer the Gullah Jack District. situation, which is what I asked her to have an emergency meeting for in the first place. I asked all of y'all. So that's really my bitter complaint. Brother Ukali had to bring out that there was no quorum, that there was no this, no written sharing, and it was just a little opinion being raised. You don't speak a little opinion the way that, and you know I'm retired from government, local, city, county, not federal. But when a government official, which you are, makes an executive order announcement, that's what it is. There's no voting. Congress doesn't get to overrule that. So we spent almost 3 hours in jeopardy and peril. The three people, as I mentioned on that call, being designated for execution. And I wasn't even sure I heard that come out of that man's mouth, so that when I spoke, I just said the excommunication part. But I know I heard execution. And I don't appreciate 3 hours for Brother Ukali to end up saying this is all for naught, this is just some kind of a friendly free speech. No. And you as the chairperson, I asked you early on, what was the emergency? And you took the time to give your pitch, what you're for, and so did the MOD. So I'm staying on this one longer than I thought, but I am continuing to do my work, my ears pop up work. So that is basically what I want to say. I really think your position, chairperson, it's null and void. It's null and void. No, I think you, as an elected official for that fiasco, you really need to make an apology to the people, to the citizens, for launching something as if it was a fait accompli. Yes, that's French. That it was already done. An executive order has already been done. A martial law has already been called. And we are adults, you know? The people talk about Elder 73. I'm 76. I finally came to that conclusion to blurt it out. You're not getting away with just declaring something to be null and void. Not for me. And I'm in favor of this petition, this complaint. I think I told people I want to take it to the United Nations as a prospective government for 55 years. And then Sister Fatima did say something about international law. We can't just sweep this under the rug. And I'm glad you did have people report for a change, because that's what we're all here for, to help the people to serve and govern. And all of that fiasco that you brought to our lives was a failing and it's back to our own way.
I know that background. It's a lot of background. I'm sure.
Free the land, that's Sister Sherry.
Sherry. 1 second.
Yes. Yes, I'm yielding.
Okay. So, free the land. Question. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to answer that question. Okay. Time in. Exactly. To answer your question, you know, it's been election. So they're trying to wrap up their
President Sama, we still got backdrop. We can't hear you.
Okay. It sounds like somebody has a car window open or something. It's just, I don't know who that is. But please mute. Okay. But you asked the question, where the PCC chair, the NEC chair, and the MOD are. Well, they're working elections.
Yeah. They're working on elections.
Really, excuse me. They really wanted to cancel this particular meeting, but it was me and a couple of other citizens like to have our people's meeting, people's citizens meeting. So that's the reason why we're even having this meeting. And I agree. I wanted to have other folks were still closing up their election, you know, sites or what have you. So that's the reason why they are not present. Now we're going to have, I think I heard Mama Ayo. Now we need different citizens to ask their questions or concerns. So I got Mama Ayo down. I'll take three more. Any others?
Brother Jamoke.
Sister Fatima. Sister Fatima.
Okay, so I got Gazi. Mama Ayo.
Gazi.
Okay. I got
Brother Jamoke.
I got Gazi, General Gazi. I heard Johnny Lupin. And I heard, I also heard Nelly Queen.
Put Yanga in there too, please. Yanga.
Yanga.
And Queen Gold.
Okay. Okay. Okay, y'all.
Sama, this is Krista Muhammad. Will I get to speak again? Because my name is brought up several times.
Not at this meeting. We'll have other meetings, I'm so sure. Okay, Mama, I you're up.
Yes, Cleveland Land, I just wanted to, you know, make everyone aware that we've been working in this government as well as others for a very, very long time, and we've been working very diligently. We have a structure in this government that everybody should know, the Code of Omoja. You should know the responsibilities of the Minister of Defense. We have had concerns for some time, and it has been presented in a document regarding Johnny Lukman's accusation, condemnation, character assassination of the PCC and the PRLC. Well, those of us who are in military, and most of the new Black Panther Party that's on this line, you're military. You have a structure and a function. And those of us who call ourselves new Black Panther Legionnaires, you know what your structure and function is from a military standpoint. You are military. You are trained to defend and protect the nation. When our MOD comes out with a report, it goes to the president, and it has been reported. Those of you that have been in this present government, we came out with this report a very long time at the beginning of the administration. We call that we are on a security alert. Why is not anyone who calls themselves military not addressing military security alert? Why are we having these conversations when the military is trained to defend and protect, and you are to guard what the PCC, the PRLC, is doing? We came up with our reports. We have our motions that have been documented, that have been laid down, that have been presented in our response to Brother Johnny Lukman. We also had an incident, I believe it was in 2019, 2020, when we had the new Black Panther Party on the phone call and the Revolutionary Black Panther Party. It has been documented. We know that there was a special people's court established that could not get off the ground, and a motion that was made by the People's Center Council of the past administration was put on hold to address the accusations and threats that was witnessed on the phone call. It is all in our documentation. It is all in our motion. And I'm trying to at least paint a picture to the new people who do not come on these calls on a consistent manner. It has been addressed many, many times. Our present MOD and our past MOD, Queen Fatima Chu, has put in their reports. The reports are consistent. The investigations have been done. And those of us who are AG and UG are in alignment with our MOD's assessment that the security of this nation, of the provisional government of the Republic of New Africa, in which we took the oath, that is the only and our primary duty is to defend and protect. We may not be as part of the PRL and the PCC the most eloquent in our intentions, but our intentions are pure, and our intentions are to defend and protect this nation. We do have citizens. There will be citizens who are disgruntled. That's because we called at the beginning of this administration, and we were voted in by the people, that the reason why some of us are having issues is because work, study, and training, which defends this nation, who gives us the documents, the foundational principles of the provisional government of the Republic of New Africa, both above ground, below ground, and in alignment with the Legionnaires, your lines of command, what you are able and are not to do, there is a breach. There has been a breach. It has been identified, and we're going to stand by the breach until and unless the MOD and all of the UG and the above ground tell us something different. But Brother Jami Lukman has been identified for someone that has not been verified. And I don't know about y'all, but if you're in the new Black Panther Party, you UG, you got to get verified. And if you are not, questions are going to be asked, and we're going to keep deep diving until we find those answers. And to date, information that has been provided by our comrades, Brother Jami Lukman, has not been verified. And we're going to stand by that investigation, and until, unless somebody from the past stands up and provides unequivocal, not because you like him and he's done this and he's done that. Everybody know what a deep dive look like. Quit playing on this phone. I yield.
Okay, thank you so much, Mama Aya. Next up, we have Brother Jamoke.
Hold on. Can you hear me?
Very well.
All right. Anyway, sometimes it's just even just difficult just to bring yourself to deal with this nation called the Provisional Government of the Republic of Africa as it is currently constructed. As I was saying earlier when I was cut off and my time went out, I started out by saying I was shocked and appalled after hearing and listening to the attempted coup by the president and the minister of defense. What amazes me particularly about the minister of defense is the amount of training that I know that he's had. I've known him since he was a teenager. I know his family, and I know family roots, and particularly in military self-defense and training. His parents have been in exile. His parents have been political prisoners. And so for someone who's been exposed to all of that, It just baffles me how he can loosely call whole organizations agents. The New Black Panther Party. No one is that I don't know even does that. You might say there may be agents inside of the New Black Panther Party. There could be agents inside of the Nation of Islam. It could be agents inside of the Southern Africa. But to write off the whole organization, Movement for Black Lives, is agents. This is such callousness, immaturity, such immaturity. I'll stop it there. You know, and this whole unit study thing, I was thinking about this whole unit study thing. You know, does, you know, in your big speech, President, you talked about how unit study involves, you know, being able to communicate with people and work with people. Yet still, you know, you were asked to answer. Issued an executive order and didn't have the, you know, to know that you needed to put it in writing. You issued an executive order instead of getting unity around it, which would be enrolling your PRLC cabinet in it, enrolling the PCC in it. You issued it as an executive order to the surprise, as to use her words, of the PCC chair and other members of the government. That's an example of how unit study works. And if you were really sincere, in my opinion, about transforming this government to unit study, then you would not, then you would have also abolished the PRLC and the PCC and just have a focus on unit study. If you really have integrity about the importance of unit study being the first thing first before we even get to government. But it's just the contradiction just continues to amaze me. And, you know, and all of these accusations, and yes, Kylie, I appreciated the clarity that you brought, but we have listened to the tape. It was said very clearly, an execution on site.
Yeah.
Very clearly stated. And when we talk about threats and security, you know, that needs to be addressed. And I agree with Mama Sherry. I'll close out on this note because I was thinking about that too. I think an apology, but much more than that, needs to be done from the president and from the Minister of Defense for attempting to pull a coup on this government. It's just outrageous and just outrageous. And, you know, the particular people that were named, Johnny Lukman and myself, Crystal Muhammad, as threats to this government is just it's retarded. And it still has no evidence. Nothing has been brought up. Even you just finished mentioning Ayo, all this innuendo. Put something in writing. Bring it up before him, before the government, that we could all look at it and hear his side and hear whatever information that you got. Stop making these accusations about him if you're not going to bring the evidence forward. That's what the government does.
And using it against the district.
And that's what I said, that this information has been written and documented.
I
can use all the phones. Okay. So that executive order was in writing. It just didn't get sent out. So just to let y'all know, I always put everything in writing. Thank you so very much.
You can still send it out. You still believe
when they want, when they get ready, they'll send it out. Yes. Okay. So moving on. Up next, we have Fatima Mez. You have the floor.
Yes, freeze the lunch. I'm going to say something first that's a bit off topic, but it's very important. The government PCC chair or whoever has no right telling the people on the calls what they're supposed to say and when. The whole thing about the first Sunday call started with President Sekou Owusu. It was President Alvin Brown. And that's when this thing even existed about free conference calls. And the Zoom thing started in 2015. So this is nothing in the Constitution. It's the freaking people's call. And the people say whatever the people want to say, whenever the people want to say it. That's all I wanted to say about the call. Maybe we need our own number to have a first Sunday call. We, the people. And as far as the threats are concerned, I'm not okay with an apology.
With the calls,
all Minister Akin has to do is look on his wall, right, the call wall, and see what number the noise is coming from and mute that number temporarily. So I notice every time somebody says something that goes against the grain, there's all this noise all of a sudden. And that has to be discussed, a people's call for real, a real people's call. And about the threats, I, for one, do not take an apology. I take this very seriously. I come from and live in a nation where people get killed on a daily basis. And legally speaking, in a court of law, if somebody puts a gun to my head and I manage to take away the gun before they shoot, what matters is the intent. Intent is what matters. And that intent was not only for Jamie Lukman, Sister Crystal, and Brother Jamote. it also said any citizen who is seen as a security threat. How dare the government set a precedent like that so that the next president comes with some more bullshit, excuse my French. And the government is not military for all the study work and training you're doing. You all are civilians. And acting more like drama queens, because this whole thing with the health ministry, we have people dying in past government officers who are dying right now who are very sick. And if any elder, by the way, any elder, anybody know an elder, even know an elder who's sick, my phone number is 786-768-8812. I don't study that much about children, but elders, yes. And please, please call me. And I'd like to hear things like that from the health ministry. I could say more, but I yield.
Okay, thank you so very much. Up next, we have General Godwin. You have the floor.
I just want to ask a question respectfully. I got about three questions real quick. My first question is to the people who wrote the affidavit, and I just want clarification and transparency just for my ears because I hear different stories. Did it go to the United States government or did it go to the PCC?
The PCC.
I would really like to know that. Which affidavit?
The PCC.
Wait, from 2014?
The affidavit.
Yeah, from 2014. Of course it went to the PCC. They know it didn't.
It went to the PCC.
But he was called personally, and me and Sister Crystal wrote, I'm sorry, Sister Crystal, but we both wrote
actually, let me answer. We actually took it and presented it in person at the PCC. No, she asked the question, and we were the ones that presented the affidavit. We took it to the PCC in-person meeting in Jackson, Mississippi, and it was presented to the PCC chair, Hamid, at the time, as well as then sitting president, Alvin Brown, and the PRNC. We never submitted it to no U.S. government. If we even have the petition, we can forward to you. It is addressed just like the petition we just launched to our internal government only. We never launched that. That was a falsehood that was put out, just like these other falsehoods that have been put out. I never terrorized anybody. All we've done is submitted email complaints about mishandling of the citizens by the government, and they say that's terrorism. That's not terrorism. We have the right to redress government and our grievances. This government and the PRLC and the PCC and any citizen, we have the right to redress our government. That's not terrorism to file a complaint. What this is really all about is election fraud. All of this flippy-doo, our main complaint we filed was that we had over 10 cities in early June of this year that submitted volunteers to hold elections, Houston, Dallas, Atlanta, D.C., Birmingham. There's over 10 cities and Lucada and NEC who are not on this call refused to allow the elections. They've only allowed elections and the only person on the ballot to be shot my eye. They only allowed the cities to do votes or the cities that are already in place. This is why we ask the question, is this a coup? We asked that question, and then the president doubled down, and in fact, initiated a coup by trying to issue martial law and suspend the court of emojis. We follow internal, everything we've done internal. We've never put anything on public. Besides, we had to record what happened because we were already given a forewarning because Brother Bomani sent out a letter before the emergency call on Thursday. On Wednesday, he sent out an email to the PCC calling myself and Janga and Jamoke and the MBPP criminals. This has all been an attempt to not allow me to get on the ballot and the other new African citizens, just like in 2014. All we did was run for government, which we have the right to do. You did not write the petition. He asked us, and I'm answering his question.
This has all been about voter suppression.
General Ghazi, do you have any other questions? Can y'all hear me? General Ghazi, do you have any other questions?
Unmuted.
He might be muted.
Take General Ghazi. Okay, go ahead.
Madam,
yeah,
I was a part of the question for 2014. I just briefly want to say this. Can y'all hear me? General, can you hear me? Brother Ghazi, General Sheed was called first. I called General Sheed first before that was even emailed out. I said, listen, the votes wasn't counted. We have this petition we're going to send to the PRLC and to the PCC. And what do you have, like, what do you, can you help us? That's what he was asking. What can we do? He was talking first. Me, him, Chris, and Black Cloud was on the phone. We talked together. And lastly, that 2019 thing, but that so-called fake threat, they wasn't even in the party. These are people who said that if anything happens, somebody's dead, that was said. Grave would be dug, could that all go together? That wasn't no thing with nobody even involved in the organization. But my point is that any allegations should be brought up in a judicial body as how the court process is and the PGRNA. If it's not done, it shouldn't be gossip, murmur, or hearsay as everything has been going on for all these years because a paper reported that. Somebody called me from, I forget, with newspaper and asked me, did you...
The Black Root. It was the Root.
Yeah, the newspaper called me. So who called the newspaper that we actually wrote that document? That's supposed to be internal. The newspaper called me. The media called me and asked me if we wrote that 2014 document. Nobody outside of the PGRNA should have known that because we didn't put it out there. So those questions that's asked about how rigged up this is got to be asked internally. And everybody who was around in 2014, I still feel that way. Fahim's murder is still something that has never been fully investigated. All this stuff got to be. Bring it to a judicial body and leave the hearsay and the gossip alone, even that executive order. Make it judicial. What's so hard about making this thing judicial? What is the process with court? Do it. PGRNA has a litigation process. Do it that way. If it's not done that way, to me, it's garbage.
Let me ask my second question real quick, okay?
Up next. I don't know who just wants to ask the question, but we have an order.
Can you hear me?
She
said he had three questions. What's she doing?
Oh, that's still you. Okay, go ahead, General Guy. Do you have another question?
Yeah, just a quick question out of transparency. So far as the recording of Thursday, transparency, was that supposed to be recorded and broadcast? And I asked this because a lot of stuff was said on there, and when that goes out like that in public, right or wrong, we're still a revolutionary formation. The government is against us, and I think we should all remember that. No matter if you're talking about United Nations or whatever these other people is, all we have is us at the end of the day. So I was wondering what was up with that. What is the... Is that supposed to happen, or what's going on with that?
Brother Ghazi, these are people saying the calls for the people. It was an emergency session. Everything we're doing is in full transparency. We should have nothing to hide. We're not saying anything illegal. No one should be saying anything illegal. No one in our wildest thoughts would have ever thought those words would be said. But for years, people have been requesting copies of the PCC calls. I got you.
You have muted.
General Ghazi, no report has went out from the PCC in terms of Thursday. No recording has went out. So if there is a recording that's out there, that is not by the PCC, okay? So we're going to move on to the next question. All right? That's coming from Jami Lukman. Jami Lukman, you have the floor.
Freeland, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, I have a question first. And then I have some concerns I would like to express. And my question is, you said that it was null and void. And how did it become null and void? Who made the decision to nullify or void it? Was it the PCC? Was it a vote by the PRLC?
Unmuted.
Void. For understanding, since you used the phrase.
PCC chair.
I'm talking to President Sama.
So the PCC chair decided to still have the election, so we still have the election. Now the other part, you know, we still looking and listening. We're listening and we're watching. And we hear you. And we appreciate everybody on the line very frequently all of a sudden. We've been needing you here for the past 3 years. We've been needing you present. We've been needing your hunger. We've been needing all of that. We appreciate it. I yield back. Go ahead with the other question.
Thank you for answering my question. One thing I want to say is right here is that Sister Fatima, Mama Fatima made a critical point when she said, you are not a military justice, civilian justice. Operating under civilian law, not military law, or the vagaries of military justice. Yes, I understand that a lot of people that are part of military formation, been part of military formation in the past, and have operated underground. But as me and Babu Nkata, that is giving way to come back to talk now, as me and Babu Nkata have discussed, and is in the first section of the administrative handbook by Amari Abigail. We are an open and above ground government, not an underground government. The CGRNA is open to everyone, all UIC citizens. The only thing they need to do is affirm the oath of allegiance. And that's it. Anybody who got questioned their oath of allegiance and loyalty, present an affidavit before the proper authority. And there is a right by that citizen to contest that in court, in the election law, and in the code of motion, which grants the right of access to court to all the African citizens. If we claim to adhere and uphold the code of motion, we need to adhere and uphold the code of motion for everyone. Now, this stuff about me not being verified, I don't know nobody been verified according to this standard of verification that don't nobody know about. Now, I was introduced to the PGRNA by Amari Abedele, by Prince Amari Abedele, the son of Amari Abedele, in 1995. And then introduced into to the New African People's Organization. And I tried to join, and so William Obama told me himself, no, slow down, y'all still. You got to go through the Malcolm X grassroots movement first. He issued my membership card, he signed it himself, and appointed me in the Fort Worth chapter under Brother Takuma Omoja, near Omoja's husband, right there in Jackson, Mississippi. He's still alive. When he went to jail, they shut down the Fort Worth chapter, and Joe Willibamba reassigned me to the Jackson, Mississippi chapter under Dembala Addison. He done passed away. Not my fault he's not here to testify. Takuma Omoja is still alive. But Joe Willibamba has passed away. Not my fault he's not here to verify. Y'all need to go talk to him in the grave if you want to. I can't bring him back. Now, in dealing with this stuff about a security threat, the only security threat or problems that I've raised to this government is the Christians just said. Exercising my right to petition the government, we disagree. Complaining and criticizing this government. Using my freedom of speech, which is one of the methods by which the people, the highest power, assert their self-power, their power. Through freedom of speech, through the ballot box, through voting at a national convention. These are the ways the people
because a search that by one authority as the first, the foremost, and the final source of all law and power. Who the speeches was those letters? There was a lot of people don't understand what democracy is all about. This is not an esoteric organization, secret group, or private club. We got to be able to tolerate and respect people of opposing views, even who criticize our government. A lot of people don't want challenge and criticism. We can't make people traitors just because they criticize our government. We can't make them a security risk just because they criticize our government. They have that right. And this minister's defense, say he's done an investigation or something about me, that man ain't never talked to me. And he ain't never seen me. He ain't even seen me at a face-to-face or at a nation day. And I don't know who he's getting this information from and where he's getting it from. And what did he do? Never seen it, never heard about it. He probably, as I was just saying, he's making up stuff. Or he hallucinating. Because I ain't never been working for no foreign power with no foreign entity. I've been locked up by a lot of them, been imprisoned by a lot of them. As a matter of fact, that's why I'm missing some money out of debt in prison. And if I'm going to send you out some of the government payroll and I'm being sick with it, then you can send me my check. Because I ain't got it yet. He's been paying for my services. Huh? But all this slander, this lack of civility.
You have 15 seconds.
Being so politically immature and lacking in intelligence and unable to function as a real government. You know, we got people who want to enforce the law, don't know nothing about the law. And they don't know their own limitations. They respect their own limitations to where when they hear it over their head, they refer or defer to someone who knows the law.
You don't
really know
the law.
Everybody knows who knows the law, who don't know the law, who is in the know. Anybody that doesn't trust this, no. Now, those people who don't really understand the motion and how it should be enforced, you can look at the documents I have written. They will guide this government out of this darkness and this craziness.
Thank you. Thank you so very much.
Freedom.
Up next, we have Billy Queen. She has the floor.
Freedom Land. First of all, I want to say that our leadership and our government is very well trained and competent, and they know what they are talking about, and they are not talking out the side of their necks. I have been in UNIVERSE study and training for the past 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, and we want to say that I know that when my leader and my minister of defense makes an order, it stands, whether you agree with them or not. We are sitting up here allowing these agents, provocateurs, that are known agents and provocateurs, to come over here, cause havoc and mess that I'm sick of, because y'all want to come over here and talk about, oh, I want to be a part of the provisional government of the Republic of New Africa. But you're not here and you're not present and you're not doing any work. And I'm going to keep saying that because I'm here, present, doing work, and I'm still doing other work outside of this. And I pay my taxes every month. So I'm trying to understand why we have all this confusion. Because, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say it like I'm just going to say this. It's a total disrespect to my ancestors, and it's a disrespect to my intelligence that you, Crystal Muhammad, even feel like you are even worthy to even run as president of our black nation.
Okay, that's your opinion, ma'am.
Yeah, yes.
Most definitely.
We don't want to hear that. You don't tell me what you want to hear. I'm going to tell you how I feel. And this is my 3 minutes, my time. And that's how I feel.
Get out your emotions, ma'am.
It ain't no emotions. It's not about any emotions. It's about what I have seen, what I have researched. And not only
you feel
me,
that you want me executed on site, ma'am?
And others
you feel
have
that you want me
seen,
executed on site?
No. And others, no.
Muted. Melly Queen, you have the floor.
Like I said, our Minister of Defense is our military. They have done the investigation.
And I unmuted.
And I stand with my military. Because, like I said, if y'all were really for real about doing the work, y'all would just come around when elections come. Y'all would be around all the time. And I yield.
That's wrong, too.
Okay, thank you so much, Sister Melly Queen. Up next, we have Brother Yanga. I say it wrong.
Let me say this. Can you hear me? Free the land. I want to say this with all due respect to the position of presidency, to the office of presidency. But, Madam President, your administration has fumbled the ball. I mean, straight fumbled it. Sister Queen, it's laughable what you were saying. If you think launching an investigation, what you call an investigation, if that's an investigation, it's comic book. It speaks volumes to the weakness of the internal apparatus for investigation. And like Ali said, since my name was erroneously put in an email sent around, I knew what they were talking about, but like Ali and Crystal said, they wrote the affidavit. So your investigation was wrong on that. But whether it was or not, I'm like Ali, since my name was put around by this current administration, I don't blame the nation. See, what a lot of you don't understand, Melanie Queen and a lot of y'all think we just came here. The only crime a lot of us are guilty of is thinking that you guys were running the nation. So we went on to do other work. We decided to do work with the people. Yeah, you can laugh, Madam President. I will tell you since you asked that question. We thought you were running the nation, but this is why we get called back in. Faulty investigation. I understand your unit study thing, but that's your campaign. It doesn't mean the whole nation has to adhere to that. This is a diplomacy.
That's not our campaign. That's the ancestors.
Okay, and I goon goon. By the way that you interpret them, Queen, is by the way you interpret them, Madam President. You can't put that interpretation on us. Like the brother Lukman said, this is not an esoterical organization. You guys are trying to turn it into an organization. And let me go on before, because I don't want to get stuck on one point. I know other people want to say things. Also, you're wrong in trying to affiliate, make the New Black Panther Party an enemy of the nation. Where did that come from? And in your investigation, did you investigate? There are two New Black Panther parties. Are you investigating the right New Black Panther Party? I believe it was Jamoke who said, who makes a blanketed statement? What type of incompetent minister of defense do you have? And in my conclusion, because I know I'm forgetting some things, there is no military for the Republic of New Africa. Madam President, are you not privy to the statement your defense minister made? He said that the Black Legion is dissolved and has now been sucked into the Jaguar unit and that they are no longer the defenders of the Republic of New Africa, the provisional government. He said this, your defense minister. So there is no military. And until the original Black Legion had been dissolved, I'm talking to generals. Some of them don't even know who this defense minister is. Has he reached out to generals? Nobody has been deactivated. The Black Legion has been dissolved. Your defense minister is wrong in everything he's doing in handling the military, and that's separate from the politics. But you, Madam President, and I'll say this, what is the fear? If Crystal, if everyone believes that she came around, whatever her intentions may believe them to be, do you not have enough confidence in the PCC, the PCC chair, and the Code of Umoja to check any ill doings? Do you feel like you're the only one with all the sense, so you got to lock it down and guide us like children? It's insulting to freedom-loving people. And we refuse. We're fighting this oppressor, this devil. This devil who's trying to stop us from exercising self-determination. No, Madam President. No, Madam President. I refuse to allow it to come from one of our. You are totally out of order. With all respect. And I yield. And I yield.
Free the land.
Okay. Up next, we have Sister Goldie. Sister Goldie, are you still on the line?
Unmute the mic. Are the mics muted?
No, we can hear you. Those are not up.
Okay.
Sister Goldie, are you still on the line? Okay, so really quickly before we close this call, I heard a couple of things that I do want to clarify. Within this particular government, I keep hearing this is the people's government, this is the civilian government, and people are thinking about this particular government like it's the United States of America.
You're cutting out. You're cutting out.
Okay, can you hear me better?
Yes.
You need to mute out the mic, brother.
Okay, so I keep hearing a couple of things. I keep hearing this is the civilian government, this is the people's government, right? And muted, being a civilian government, the people's government, the way this particular government was originally set up in terms of the organizational aspect of this government, which is what this particular administration was wanting to reestablish, because the organizational aspect, there is order in our government. It's not just haphazard, y'all. A nation does not get built haphazardly. Everybody wants to do their own thing, and that's not how this government is set up, period. There has to be order. And everything that you build, you have building blocks. And within this particular government, and I know I said this the other day, I don't like repeating myself either. But within this particular government, it's the ancestors, the founding mothers and fathers were so brilliant in terms of the organizational aspect of this government. Like cells in your body, you have cells, units in this particular government that work as the microcosm of the macrocosm. The macrocosm has the president, the vice president, all the ministers. The ministers do not make up the ministry. So people that work within the ministries come from the different districts. And the way that we organize that is the microcosm government on the local level mirrors and makes up the whole government. Of us self-governing ourselves, there is organization to this. It is not haphazard. Everybody thinks it is. That's why nothing is getting accomplished in an orderly manner. See, because those different things that you guys have going on in your area, whether it's within information, whether it's within health and society, whether it's within the Ministry of Defense, since you are the new Black Panther Party for self-defense, right? It's certain. It's an order, and that's the only thing that we are wanting to establish, because without strong foundation, things crumble. And we know this. So it's just a logical thing. And it's not what I want. It's what the ancestors. I have elders saying, why are people arguing about unit work, study, and training? That's how we organize. That's how we identify our local ministers that work within these ministries so that we can have a whole ministry. A minister does not make up the ministry. Come now. And
it being a people of government, a conscious citizen of the Republic of New Africa, has, it's not like you have absolutely no responsibility. Your responsibilities are laid out in the original administrative handbook, which somewhere down the line got thrown out. I don't know why, because it lays out all of the organizational aspects of this particular government to a T. Very organized. Period. So, University, let's go over these foundational documents so we won't be all over the place. So everybody is comprehend how this particular government operates. Because citizens think they just can do whatever and pop up whenever as if they don't have responsibility. You have responsibility as a conscious citizen of the Republic of New Africa. Now, just a new African in general, you don't know what those responsibilities are. But when you say you are a conscious citizen of the Republic of New Africa, you can't even, originally you could not even say that you were a conscious citizen of the Republic of New Africa without going through a 30-day training. So that you know the principles that your government that you say you want to be a part of stand on and how all the moving parts are organized. It's so interesting that we got all up in arms about suspending the Constitution when majority of citizens suspend it anyway because the only thing that they want to comply to is the election. When that document is to be living, is to be operating. So we only are, because that we suspend it, in your everyday life we suspend it until it's time for elections. That's what blows my mind. Blows it. So people have a lot of things to say that have not been present for real. To know, because I talked about going to the source, being present so you know your primary sources. So you can have the whole story versus what, let's just be transparent. Sister Chris Muhammad, you have a very bad reputation in terms of lack of high moral character around.
Treasonland, please.
That is not true.
Treasonland.
You have a bad reputation. You have a bad reputation in Memphis, ma'am. You have a bad reputation in Memphis, ma'am.
You said
you have a reputation for being a coon in Memphis.
Y'all
are coon in Memphis.
Y'all are allowed to speak. She is speaking. She's speaking when she was allowed to. When y'all hang out, when y'all want to say something, y'all were allowed to speak. She's speaking.
She's assassinating somebody's character, which is quite appropriate.
She's speaking just like y'all did. Let her finish what she's saying.
Nobody assassinated character, though. This
let her
right.
Finish what she's saying.
This
that's
right.
Like,
nobody
see,
has
that's
to tolerate
that's
their character
what I'm
to be assassinated.
Okay, you know, let's just say, since that was too fiery for the crew, that takes shots, right? But you can't handle it when it's coming at you. You can't handle it, but you like to take shots constantly taking
unmuted
shot, verbal shots. Being mad, disrespectful, cutting everybody off, thinking that you're more important than the next one. That's why I say unit work, studying, and training is vital. So we learn how to communicate with one another. So there's a misunderstanding in terms of how this government is built. That's why we say you need to know what it is that you say you want to build. Because all the plans, all the organizational aspects have already been laid out. That's why we say rebuilding our nation. We build upon that which is already there. But if you don't know that which is already there, I mean, what do? You act
and move and happy. And show up when you want to show up. So
I'll go.
We're going to close this PCC call out. I'm so sure there's going to be many, many other meetings concerning all of this, and we can rectify it then. We're going to close with our oath. Go ahead, Mama Condi, Elder Mama Condi, and allow you to speak, and then we're going to close this session out.
I've been quiet, as usual. I think that the best thing is to lead by example. And so I attempt to set the example of not cutting people off, not talking over top of people, not speaking more than once when there are people who haven't had the opportunity to speak once. And I also noticed there was no constructive self-criticism. We're too anxious to criticize one another and not willing to exercise constructive self-criticism. That's one of the things I learned back in the 60s in the unit, was constructive self-criticism. And I made a request in the very beginning of this meeting that we look at ourselves and one another from the bottom up. That's how a tree grows. You cannot see yourself clearly from the top down. The tips of the leaves do not nourish the root. It's the opposite. And I'm prayerful that we will begin to look at things from a healed mental psychopathological perspective. I yield.
Okay, thank you so much. All right, so we're going to go ahead and close this session out. Baba Rashid, was that you?
No, it's not me. Come Cody.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and close this session out. Like I said, there's going to be many, many ample opportunities. Hopefully you citizens of the Republic of New Africa will be on the calls on a regular basis, because that's what's necessary in order to be. That I look forward to that. Okay, let's close out with the officers in the call. But what we call them. Hopefully, they know for the fruition of Black Power.
For the fruition of
Black Power.
For the triumph of Black nationhood.
For
the triumph of Black nationhood. To the Republic of New Africa. I pledge to the Republic of New Africa and to the building of a better world.
And to the building of a better people and a better world.
My total devotion.
My total devotion.
My total devotion.
My total resources.
My total resources.
And the total power of my mortal life.
And the total power of my mortal life. Free the land. Free the land. Free the land.
My enemies are necessary. I am a will. I
said
the war.
We will win this.
Sail.
Sail. The call for a people's convention, March 2024. Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
This
Black
session
power
is no longer being recorded.
Oh.
She did the good.
Goodbye.
Babe. Baby.
Yep.
You call us in the show. I guess you're